listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, standing one place and swinging our leg around. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul here going to ask you, how do you feel about guys who say Hadouken?
The new trailer for the new Street Fighter movie came out, and I think right off the bat, we have to admit, it's stupid looking, but in right way this time.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was looking, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, are they taking themselves seriously or are they not? And then I saw Zangief through the pile driver. I'm like, okay, they're having fun, and I'm here for it.
It's honestly, the trailer looks stupid start to finish, which is fine. Yeah. It's coming out, like, a couple months after Mortal Kombat 2, and despite the gore and everything, that movie doesn't look like it takes itself too seriously either. And that's for the best. We had two Street Fighter movies already. One that was a Jean-Claude Van Damme vehicle that sucked because it both did and didn't take itself seriously, and it had such a weird mix. And the only parts of that movie that worked were Raul Julia, which the beast.
Say what you want. Say what you want about him. Like, he brought it as M. Bison. He brought it.
The rest of the movie could have had half the energy he brought to his last role, you know? Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I still say, like, for you, it was the most important day of your life. For me, it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
To this day, I still say
it's
that.
Such a great line. And
it's
then
such
there,
a great line.
There was The Legend of Chun-Li, which was such a disaster of a film. Oh, it was so bad.
That movie wanted to take itself seriously and should not have.
That movie saw the Tekken movie and was like, we can do worse. Hold our beer. Yeah. What do you mean no one liked the Dead or Alive movie? We can do worse than that. Come on.
Yeah. How to alienate friends and make enemies. God. How to lose your base entirely.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. So we have this one, which at least seems to have course corrected after Capcom was like, no more movies. We're not doing this again. They've done it again. And this time, there's a certain cheesy charm to the Street Fighter games, especially like from 2 onwards, that I don't think the movies before now ever understood how to embrace.
Yes, yeah. And like, you got some star power in this movie too. I'm looking at it. Like, you got Jason Momoa as Blanka. Like, I mean, that's cool. Like,
come
I'm
on. Here to see...
50 Cent playing Balrog. I honestly thought it was Floyd Mayweather for a second because it was so fast. I didn't realize it was 50 Cent, so I'm glad I looked and checked. But like, I'm here for that. Like, that's fun. But you've got like Eric Andre in here, Andrew Schultz. Like what? This movie is crazy.
And I don't necessarily mind the stunt casting in this because Street Fighter 2 used Mike Tyson basically for, depending upon who you talk about, Balrog or M. Bison, depending upon your region. But still, it was all like using some fake celebrity cameos along with other characters and playing off like tropes and other things. It was very weird and very anime and very Street Fighter. And this movie at least looks like it's trying to embrace that to a certain extent.
It does. And it looks like it's going to give us some cool visuals. Like, I'm hoping it's not going to try to be like overly funny. Like, it looks like there's some funny parts in it. Like, you know, when Ryu and Ken are going back and forth in the hotel room, like, you know, Ryu still has Ken's number, like, to this day, like, kind of thing. Like, I get it. But like, it needs to also need to be serious when it needs to be serious. A lot of movies have had trouble with that. Like, this movie looks like it wants to be fun, but it can't be too fun to the point of goofy. It's got to tread the line carefully.
So long as it finds the right balance. We've seen a lot of adaptations of video games before, most of which are wildly off the mark. The best ones are still like a couple of the Mortal Kombats, and that's about it. It's very rare to get a good video game adaptation that's actually like based on a true video game.
Right.
Outside of the Mortal Kombats, the only other movie I can point to that's good about handling the topic of video games is Wreck-It Ralph, and it's not based on any specific one.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Yeah, I mean, the TMNTs, people might say that, but they're originally a light novel / graphic novel. So, yes, they were also a cartoon, but it was something first. But it's really tough to find the translation to work. But Street Fighter seemed to, like, you know, be okay with that, even its goofy way back in the day. And this one, it looks like it's going to be fun. And I'm here for, like, fun. I'm tired of movies trying to be too much. Let's just throw Street Fighter at the fans. Let's make this, like, for the kids, you know? Yeah. The kids.
At the very least, even if this plot sucks, they can give us the good action, which the other movies haven't managed to do yet. Like, you just throw in some Hadoukens and some flying uppercuts and some kicks and give us a 100-hand slap here and a dulcet punch there, and maybe we'll be fine with that alone. It might still be a slog, but it would look good.
It would. And, you know, Cody Rhodes as Guile, like, that should be fun. You know, he's got some big name power being from the WWE and all that. And I like David Dast.
Dalsmachian. He was the color spot guy from Suicide Squad.
Yep. And he was also most recently in the One Piece live action on Netflix. He played Mr. Three and did very good in that. So,
yes,
like, he's
I
an actor.
Absolutely knew that.
That's why I bring the weird stuff to the weird stuff.
Anime adjacent, you've already lost me. We know that. But
fair. That's true.
No, he's good. He's a good actor. He can play creepy and weird. It looks like he's in Bison, which is a little strange. I don't know how it's feel about that. Yeah. Like, you expect M. Bison to be a bigger, hulkier dude, and that's definitely not Dalsmachian. He could bring some weird energy. I think they're trying to tap into that weird Raul Julia energy, you know?
Yeah. It was weird, like, when Raul Julia was Bison back in the day. Like you said, Bison was this big dude. He was the final boss. He was the tough guy. And then, you know, you see, like, that's not the tough guy, but he was just brilliant as the role anyway.
Yeah, he was
completely miscast as Bison, but he was great.
He found it. He brought it. Gomez Adams as a ruler of the world. I can see it. It's fine.
But fun movie. Very exciting. It looks like they're going to get some stuff right. It looks like they're actually going to do the car, which was the bonus level. Like, it looks like they're actually going to beat up a car. So it's funny. Like, they're calling back to the stuff that, like, you know, you wanted to see. Mm-hmm. You know, 30 years ago that they couldn't get right. So let's hopefully this is for, you know, the kids and us and the adults now. It'll be a fun movie, I hope.
Yep. I'm hopeful. Can't be any worse than Chun-Li.
No. Not many things could be.
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, finding our own Legend of Chun-Li. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul going to go Tiger uppercut some dinner and get things ready. So
we will see you all next time.